This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. On her first day on the job, Leslie Wiggins, the new director of the Atlanta Veterans Administration Medical Center, told reporters she will move quickly to address chronic problems at the big VA facility near Decatur. VA officials say nearly 90,000 veterans got treatment through the Atlanta Center's various programs in the last fiscal year. Recent audits, though, found mismanagement linked to the deaths of at least three patients in the medical center's mental health programs. The audits also cited long wait times for mental health patients to get care. But at least one veteran told me mental health patients aren't the only ones who endure long waits for recommended care. I met David Hubbard a few blocks away from the medical center. He did not know about the new director and hadn't heard much about the audits. But he said that although in his experience the care at the VA center is great once a patient gets it, the story of long wait times is all too familiar to him.
I was in the 4th Battalion 325 AIR, which is Fort Bragg Airborne Army Infantry Regiment. I served there in Germany and Panama and the first Gulf War. My chief complaint is, you see, I have knee brace on. I had two of them on for a year, and then I had knee surgery. Now, the treatment is great. Once you get in to get what you need and stuff, they take good care of you. I got out in 2000 because I had my knees were so bad, the Army said they couldn't deploy me because I can't walk on uneven surfaces. From 2000 to 2013, I just had this knee replaced. And then in the meantime, they put me on hydrocodone. That's a very oxycodone. That's a very, what's it called? What's the word? Habitual drug. Instead of taking care of my knees right away, and I could be out there working. Now I'm 55 years old. Don't nobody want to hire an old broken down veteran now that walks on a cane. So now I can't work. And I still got a 14-year-old daughter I got to try to provide for.
So you think they should look at different kinds of treatment, maybe do a little more research work on individual cases and alternatives?
Well, something like that, because I requested to have my knee surgery done someplace else and have them pay for it. Someplace else, Johns Creek. They had an opening for knee surgery and all like that, but the VA said, no, you got to get it done here because we do knee surgeries here. So I wait 12 years and finally I get a knee surgery. To me, that's kind of crazy, but you know, I'm not no college graduate. I'm just an average guy. I think that was wrong.
If you could talk to the new director, Ms. Wiggins, and this is her very first day, if you could put something in her suggestion box, what would it be?
Once a month, they have a, in the auditorium downstairs, they have a thing where a group of, where the veterans can come in and learn stuff. I got out in 2000. I didn't learn about travel pay in 2000 till 2007, where veterans can learn stuff. She might want to attend some of that and get with some of the veterans one-on-one to find out what it is that their, you know, what their chief problems are and stuff, you know? I mean, some one-on-one time with some of the veterans, or not even one-on-one, but a group, a small group, where she can hear straight from the veterans, like what you're doing right now. I think that would give her a better ideal of what she needs to deal with. I don't have problems of once I get into the clinic and you know, I don't have a problem with that. But just what you're doing right here for her, that will be great because then she can hear from the veterans, straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, what their problems are.
But you're saying basically the treatment's good, it's the red tape and the process.
Yes, the bureaucratic tape to try to get to the stuff. And, you know, again, like this is my chief complaint.